An Ash Wednesday sermon by Reverend Richard A. Rem, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on March 4, 1992, in the series Portrait of the Crucified Painted in His Words, entitled Dying into Life. The scripture reading is John 12, verses 20 through 33. The text for the sermon is John 12, verse 27. Copyright, Grand Valley State University.
For just a few moments, let me set before us the reality of our mortality. Ash Wednesday is that annual celebration in which we receive the application of ashes as a sign that we shall die. Jesus faced that hour, and he was able to face that hour because his life was rooted in God, the source of life and the goal of life. And therefore, Jesus was able to live as a free person, facing what he faced. His freedom came from his ability to let go of his life. He died before he died. He died to himself and to his ambitions and to his will and his way. He lived a life of obedience, following the course that he believed God had set for him and was calling him to follow, and thereby he had gained a kind of freedom and liberty. He knew that he was at the moment of letting go. Earlier in the Gospel of John, his mother had spoken to him about the lack of wine at a wedding reception, and he said, "My hour is not come." In the 7th chapter of John's Gospel, they wanted him to go up to the feast, and he said, "My hour has not come." John constructed his Gospel in a very artistic fashion. He's building up with the use of that device of the hour. But when two disciples come to him and say, "There are some Greeks here and they want to see you," that triggered in Jesus the realization that this was the hour. "Now is the hour," he said. Maybe because the Greeks represented those from afar, the non-Jew, the Gentile. Perhaps the seeking of the Greeks is used by John to represent that kind of universal draw that Jesus would have, and their request triggers in him the realization that the hour has come. He was as human as we are. John doesn't record the agony of Gethsemane, but he does give us the same picture. For Jesus says, "Now is my soul troubled." Jesus was not born to die. He was born to live, as is true of us all. And to the extent that we are normal and natural human beings, there is a desire to live. And there is a tremendous desire to live, as can be seen sometimes with those who struggle and who fight for life. And sometimes it's amazing that life can be sustained, in the midst of such struggle. And that's because we were made to live. We were created to live, not to die. And to the extent that there is the will to live, we are normal and we are healthy. And Jesus wanted to live. Jesus didn't want to die. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this hour came I forth. Therefore, Father, glorify thy name. Jesus wanted to live, but not at any price. There was something larger and more important than his continued physical existence. As much as he had a will to live, and as natural and healthy as that is, he had come to realize that there is a dimension of life beyond the mere continuation of physical existence that makes all the difference, and that is whether or not one is living in that eternal dimension, that is, in relationship with God, whether one has come to recognize that one's life is a gift of which God is the source, and beyond this life, there is a dimension of life in the presence of God which transcends anything that eye has seen or ear has heard or that it has entered into the human heart to conceive of. And so Jesus knew that his relationship with God and his commitment to be true to the truth of God as he understood it, he knew that was something which he could never finally let go of, even though it involved him in the yielding up of his life. And I simply, this evening, without going on about that, but letting that be the setting for our continuing worship tonight, I simply want to set before you the reality of your death. You will die. And I will die. And that can put us in intense struggle sometimes. Someone has said that we are never really free to live until we have accepted the fact that we will die. There is a kind of letting go, a kind of letting go which sets us free to live fully every day that is then received as a gift. There is the ultimate death, but there are along the way many little deaths. And what I want to say to you tonight is that, or what I want to advocate tonight or suggest to you tonight is that Oh, to the extent that we can let go. We can let go of maybe our fondest dream or a human relationship or some goal or something apart from which we have never thought life would be possible. If we could just let go. And all of those little letting goes along the way are but signs of that ultimate letting go. I mentioned Sunday that we seem to be so confused in the area of medical ethics. Can't solve the abortion problem, can't solve the euthanasia problem. What do you do with prenatal care? What do you do with the sustaining of life? It seems to me that we need to hear the gospel's word that says to us, life is God's gift and life is precious and life is sacred, but life isn't everything. And I don't know whether one can ever know how one will face that moment. But again, as I said Sunday morning, I would hope that when I face that moment, I could receive it with equanimity, being thankful for the gift of life thus far enjoyed and confident that there is so much more, that indeed the best is yet to be, and that is not simply wishful thinking, but simply the deepest confidence of my life. So tonight, as you come, you're going to receive the sign of ashes and the word announced face to face that you are dust, and to dust you will return. And if you could receive that and let go, not into nothingness, but into the presence of the living God, come then to the rail and receive the bread and the cup as the sign and the seal that we die into life. And I really believe, to the extent that we can move ourselves through that scenario and affirm it, we'll know a freedom and a lightness and a joy that will always elude us as long as our life is characterized by that desperate clinging. Let go. You can trust God. It will be just fine.